right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and as usual, we will be joined by our co-hosts as they call in, and they decide or they have the ability to get on to the radio here today. Well, we are on a new time today. This is our trial run for our new time. We are now only doing one show per week, and these are going to be on Fridays at 8 p.m. We have decided that our old show times were inadequate for our callers and everyone out there, so we're giving this one a shot, and we're going to see how this proves for us. All right, well, we are now being joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Great, great, great. How are you doing today, and how is everyone out there doing?
Doing great.
I got my voice back finally. Yay!
Yay! All right. That is so cool. Wow.
Wow, it looks like our show is kind of... We got some people already in here.
Yeah, it looks like we have some people in here already. We have a lineup on the queue already. So we
awesome.
Will be getting to our callers very shortly, answering questions, anything that anybody wants to ask. But here on Psychic Talk Radio, what we do is we try and take one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. In accordance to how large or how small the queue may be at that given time. And right before we begin, I wanted to talk a little bit about how in our lives today and throughout our day-to-day lives, as we're growing up, as we are even in our adult stages and we're going through our day-to-day tasks such as work, home, family, dealing with all sorts of stuff, we feel like we are bombarded by different situations every day. And sometimes this can make us feel overwhelmed. Sometimes this can make us feel out of place or even just not comfortable. And it is that willpower that we have to make it through every day, every situation, that really helps us stabilize ourselves. When we shed back our feelings of being bombarded and having so much on our plates all at once, if we remember to allow ourselves to take each day, one day at a time, one step at a time, one problem at a time, no matter how much we might have on our plate, then we will find that life can be so much easier and so much simpler. A part of this is where we find ourselves in situations, good and bad. We find ourselves in situations that are good where we see things going up and up and up for us, and it's only going to get better from what it appears to be. And that's good, and sometimes that gives us the rush that we need to keep going. Sometimes that gives us more energy and more encouragement to keep going. And what I want to talk about is how not only do we get good times or good ups that come into our lives, but sometimes life can seem to be like a roller coaster. And what happens here is we'll have times in our lives that we're facing situations that are bad or situations that we cannot necessarily stand. We'll be facing situations that sometimes can be very traumatic and dramatic. And those are the times that we find ourselves less energized, less able to make it through our day-to-day lives or keep that steam power going to get us to where we want to be, to where we need to be, to whatever we think we deserve. Sometimes we have to remember, even in the darkest of situations, if we maintain a positive state of mind and being, we will always find that light at the end of the dark tunnel. And even in the good times, still good to maintain a positive attitude. Just we find it being a lot easier. Sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes it's going to be very difficult to try and maintain a positive state of mind. But, you know, it is not impossible. And I wanted our listeners to hear this today because I think there's a message in this for someone out there today.
Could it be me? I'm just kidding.
Oh, it could be everyone. All right.
I know, there's nothing like that.
That's cool. All right, well, we have our first caller for today that we're going to go ahead and bring on. We're going to start taking some callers here. And once more, our queue is pretty large right now. So it is one question, one-part questions per caller for today. First caller is under the area code. Huh?
Just a reminder for everyone out there, go visit HowPsychic.com. Adam's got a fabulous special for 1 hour for $31.95. I just wanted to put out there, we have a new moon on Monday. So book your appointment for the new moon because you can get a fabulous reading during those times. That's it.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for the announcement. Our first caller for today is under the area code 402. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. My name is Steve. And
Steve?
I was just kind of hoping, yes, Steve, hoping you could take a look at a lady named Barbara and give me an idea, I guess, of how she feels or what she is wanting from me or with me.
Okay, Steve. Just give me one moment. I'm going to try and tap into the situation for you and see what I can come up with. Okay, there's I am connected to this right now, and I'm getting several lines of energy, several connections from her. The first connection is she seems to be a bit worried or a bit startled of sense emotionally. I feel that in some way she feels a little startled about a relationship with you or a tie with you that she has, a communication with you that she's had. And I feel in another chord that she finds herself at a level where she does see an attraction towards you. She sees the good in you. She sees that. I'm feeling that she's a little nervous about her feelings, though, because I'm feeling like she has had pathways in her life that have been difficult in the past, and I feel that this is one of the things that holds her back a little bit. She has a problem trusting, okay? And I feel that that's okay because I feel that her intentions right now are to come forward and to establish communication once more with you. Where it goes from there is really wherever it goes. I feel that right now she's in the midst whenever she does communicate once more. She's just going to allow it to go with the flow, you know. Whatever happens, happens, but she's not going to push it to go anywhere. And she doesn't want it to be pushed to go anywhere. She just simply wants it to go as it's going to evolve on its own.
Now, is she going to pull back anymore, or will it tend to stay steady?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but we do have a pretty large queue, and we're only doing one question
fine.
Per caller. Thank
you. Okay, that is fine. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, what a great caller for today to begin the day off. Our next caller is under the area code 773. And hello, caller. How you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. And how may I help you today?
I was calling it for a particular question concerning my boyfriend. Well, he has three baby mothers, but his one in particular, her initial is R. And I was just wondering, what do you see around her? I've just been having crazy vibes about her. I don't know if it's, you know, just me or if what I'm feeling is real. And I was just wondering if you could just rectify what it could be that I'm feeling about this woman in his life.
Okay. Number one, I feel that the woman is good. Let me put it this way. I feel that she can be a bit shady and manipulative at times, but I always see that her intentions are good, and I feel that he makes her out to be different than she is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I feel while he doesn't belong with her, I feel that the part about her that seems to be bad to me is that once she has someone, she doesn't let go. She holds on as much as she can. She's very fearful of others in this life that go through life without coming to realization of the good parts of themselves, and coming to realization about being able to be themselves and who they truly are. She always sees the good in others, but sometimes doesn't see what's on the outside, doesn't see the bad stuff. She blinds herself with the hope that she'll be able to bring out the good in others. And I feel that she's been able to do that a few times here and there, which has given her even more encouragement for this kind of psychosis. But ultimately, I feel that she gets in trouble because she doesn't look at both the pros and the cons, only the pros.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay, so as far as how she, well, this, I don't know if this is part of the question, but it's still concerning her. As far as how she reacts to
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, we're only doing one. I'm sorry?
As far as how she is towards me, she just mean, and I don't know what it is about her, why she's so mean towards me.
Mhm. Well, I think that she may have been told something bad about you. As you see, the problem here is that he is very manipulative, okay? And this has been one of his problems for quite some time. Now, mind you, he's very good of a person, and I think he knows he wants to do the right thing, but he never really knows how to do the right thing, okay? And he acts out of a state of fear, okay? So I feel that that's where he begins to become very manipulative, and sometimes he does it out of fear because he's being driven not just by that fear, but by the sense of need for having his cake and eating it too, for having more than one avenue. He's always tried to have so many backup plans. Sometimes he's too smart for his own good. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right. Well, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. That was another wonderful caller here. And blessings to them and their situation. Yes.
Question. Dominique wants to know, the question is, my boyfriend is in jail, and I was wondering if when he goes for the application for AIP, is he going to get it so he can be released early?
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Well, hello, Dominique, and it's been a while since we've spoken, but yes, Dominique. I do feel that he will. For anybody who wants. Okay, Dominique, are you there? In the chat room. Okay, Lolita? Hello, Lolita.
Yes, hold on.
Well,
she said
okay.
That. She said thanks.
Okay, no problem, Dominique. And we shall see. Just keep me updated. I feel that he will. And I feel that there's something being worked upon with him right now that should lead him into the better position, okay? All right. Well, now I'm going to go ahead and look and see what we have in the queue here. All right, we still have a pretty large queue. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller who's coming on under the area code 602. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Bea in Arizona.
Yes. Hello, Bea. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was just wondering what you see regarding my finances in the near future.
Okay. Well, it's been a while since we've heard you here, so it's great to have you back on air with us. And with your finances and your, well, let's just pick a path here. Do you want the finances or the love?
Finances.
Okay, let's see. Okay, well, as we know, things have been on a hold for quite some time for you financially. And you know what? I'm seeing a new breakthrough. I'm seeing a lot of new people coming in clientele-wise for you. I'm seeing the old one, a couple of the old ones coming back around, finally going through with something. Not too many, though. I think that right now it's kind of out with the old, in with the new. And this should be happening sometime within the first and the second week of October.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, B. And you have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Please do not forget to visit HousePsychic.com and book your services today. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 510. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello, Reverend. My name is Carol, and I have a career question to ask you. I'm looking for a new job position, wondering if you see something coming for me and how I'm going to find it.
Okay, let's see here. Well, I do see a new job position coming to you. And oddly enough, I feel that you're going to find it when you're not looking. I know, it sounds odd, but you're going to find it. It's just going to be, you're going to find it when you're not looking. I'm feeling like you're going to be out and about. You might be walking around, shopping, running errands, but you're going to be outdoors. And you're going to be walking around and you're going to see this. You're going to find this while you're outside, okay? And I know you're not going to find it while you're working. So this must be errands that you have to do for yourself.
Will it be a sign I see or some type of sign? Or
It could be a sign or something like that, yes.
And Reverend, do you have a time frame?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, dear, but we're only doing one question per caller today.
Okay, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
Carol,
you.
Carol, can I just give
Bye-bye.
You a suggestion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think you've been on the show, I think about a month ago, and I know you've been looking for a job for a while. Just know that anybody that reads you, and I know, because I know you've been looking for work. Don't worry about the signs. I had to go through that process, so you can ask Adam. Just continue looking, doing what you're supposed to do, and you'll know. It'll just all kind of come together, and just know that it's all going to work out, because once you know, it all comes together. It really, really does, because I had to go through that process, and I wanted time frames. I wanted this. I was in a place where I only had $5 for about at least a good 50 days, and I had bills to pay. But when we sit back and we're going through this crunch, I really had to really understand, am I being tested to be really divinely guided? So just understand that it's kind of a test for you to see if you really believe in Source. And I truly mean that. I know you're going to get that job. I know it's going to come through somehow creatively. But just know that always these tests is to really show us that do we really believe in the above. And that's all I want to say.
That's where trust comes in. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless.
No problem. I remember your voice, and I remember you on other shows, and I just had to really let you know that because I really understand how you feel, and I think there's a lot of other people that can really relate to you. But when you sit back and don't let nothing fear and do what we have to do, it's amazing how people come through. And this, I'll give you one example. I was at a gas station and wanted a slushie. Didn't have a penny. I went and got it, had the last dollar to my name, and the guy at the store just gave me the slushie. Because I truly have worked on myself and that knowing that it's all going to come in different forms. It doesn't have to be monetary, but it can come in the simplest forms in life. To just trust that you're going to get that job that that's meant for you. And even if it's not meant for you in the beginning, you take it and you continue on. Because we all have different steps to get to. We may take 10 steps. It may take, say, for me to work at McDonald's to get to the next step. You know, just things like that. And just know it'll just land right when it's time. But if you keep asking the question, you're recreating that question. Don't do that to the universe. Let this be this last day and go meditate, do whatever you have to do, and just really clear and understand that I really believe. And just let it go. Once you let it go, it's amazing how everything just falls into place.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Great words. God bless both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Night. Sorry, Adam. I had a cut in there.
Oh, that's quite all right. Now, let's see here. Our next caller for today is under the area code 773. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I was wondering if you see a relationship romance with my friend Eric and myself.
Okay, that's a big yes.
Oh, wow.
I actually do. I feel that Eric has a problem expressing himself. I feel that there has been a problem where he's waited quite some time to be able to express emotion towards you. But I do feel that there will be a good, stable relationship there. Mm-hmm.
All right. I like good news like that. You have a great night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Wow. Do we have any announcements, Lolita? Hello, Lolita?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had to just put you on mute.
Okay. Well, do we have any announcements?
No. No, just about everyone just go visit HowPsychic.com and check out Adam's specials and Pooja's specials and really take advantage of the new moon that's coming up again. So book your one-hour reading with Adam that he's offering for $31.95.
Thank you. All right. Well, our next caller for today is under the area code 347. Hello, caller. You are live and on it.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my
call.
Great.
How may we help you?
My question was regarding finances. It's really slow right now. When do you see it picking up?
Okay. Just give me one moment. I'm going to tap into this for you. And it's anywhere between the 30th of this month and about the 7th of next month. Okay. So we're looking at about a week, maybe 2 weeks' time, and it will be picking up very shortly.
On a consistent basis?
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
I'm even feeling that there's money out there that's owed to you. Are you waiting on a settlement of any sort?
Yes, I actually am.
Mm-hmm.
I have
okay.
a child support case coming up in the beginning of November.
Okay. And I'm feeling this actually going very well. I'm feeling like it's no longer going to be prolonged. So I have a sense that it's been prolonged for quite a few times already. And even though there's been a lot of underhandedness with it in the legal system. And I feel that that will no longer be the case for you. You will be able to have everything work out.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right. Well, let's see. Another wonderful caller. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. And please don't forget to visit HowPsychic.com. Pretty soon we'll be hitting October, and we will have specials for October coming up. Our next caller for today is under the area code 804. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hey, good evening, Reverend Adam. My name is Hugh, and I'm just wondering if my positive messages of empowerment will get out to the masses as quickly as I would like.
Okay, Hugh. Well, let's see here. Give me one moment. All right. You know what? I do feel like they will. Okay. And you'll be very happy with it. Now, the one thing that I am seeing is that there is a slight delay with this. Okay. So it's not going to happen exactly when you want it to, but it will happen, and it will happen very shortly after. So you're not going to have to wait too much longer, but you will have to wait just a wee bit longer than what we would like.
Okay. My main purpose is to avoid the chaos, so that I just want people
mm-hmm.
to know that we all have unlimited creativity, and if we collaborate
mm-hmm.
and work together in love, will transform the world beautifully. So I thank you very much for that.
Thank you. All right, well, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 352. And hello, caller, you are live and on air. Hello, caller, by the area code 352, first beginning numbers are 255. All right, and you just dropped out of the queue here, so if you would like, if you were having difficulty, please recall our call-in number, and we will try and get you on if we can. All right, well, now I see you here. And hello, Carla, you are on air.
I'm having a terrible time with the reception today. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you earlier.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Okay.
We understand that sometimes we do have difficulties. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Adam. Do you happen to, I have a feeling, no, I'm not going to say that. I know that I will be reunited with my love, Peter. But do you happen
mm-hmm.
to see a time frame, even if it's 2 weeks, 2 years, you know, 2046, whatever?
Okay, well, honey, you've already been waiting for about 3 years. From what I can tell, maybe even longer.
Longer.
But yes,
that's okay.
That reconnection, that reconnection will be happening. Okay, and the time frame on this is sometime this year. It's going to be before the end of the year. We're not going to see it lasting for a whole nother year. I know predictions have been made before, and the timelines have been always inaccurate due to the level of unpredictability of this soulmate of yours. But you guys will be reconnected, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and number two is that I feel there has always been a connection between the two of you, even though there is a distance apart and no physical communication. I feel the telepathic communication comes between the two of you.
Oh, my God. You're nailing it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I feel that sometimes, sometimes for you, honey, it feels as if the telepathic communication hinders him from being able to come forward. And I don't believe that's true. In fact, I believe it's given him the encouragement to always have in mind the ability or the need to reconnect with you in the physical. Okay? I feel that sometimes even we, as telepathic communication, for one, we're not going to get everything very clearly, and it's very sporadic. It's not really like we can sit down and say, okay, at this time and this place, we're going to go ahead and telepathically communicate. It just happens whenever it happens. And I feel sometimes you're a little bit lost, because sometimes I feel like you get the urge, or you're told, or you feel like you need to do something or visit somewhere, and then you don't know why. Even afterwards, sometimes you feel a little lost as to why you needed to be there, although you do have some bearings as to why. You're not very clear, and you need confirmation from others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Wow,
well, honey, the message in all of this is not to lose hope.
Okay. Okay. That means a lot more than that's loud and clear. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. And your spirit guides are connected, are they not?
I would like to hope so.
Okay. Well, they are, sweetie.
Okay. Okay. Does that mean, am I interpreting this correctly? So my spirit guide and his spirit guide are connected and working for
precisely.
Us? Is that what you mean by this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Precisely.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, so I talk to my spirit guide, and I've got like a direct translator, in other words, right?
Yes.
Far out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
now,
cool.
Who is the one spirit guide that has, now you have these spirit guides that you guys were born with that are connected as well, but who is the one individual that was connected here to either one of you and then passed away a while back?
Oh, my goodness, I don't know, Adam, I don't know.
Okay. Okay,
because
I'm sensing that there's someone that was either in your life or in his, a family member of sorts, that had passed away and is now working towards helping the two of you reconnect in the physical.
Perhaps it was my dad, passed away last year.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know. And that's just a guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good guess, but the reason I'm going to go into this for a minute is because I feel like your father, in a sense, was kind of disconnected. He didn't really know this guy, and in a sense, I'm feeling like it's kind of weird because now he's probably the one out there that's working on getting the two of you back together.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Not to give you too much information now.
Okay. Well, wow, Dad, thanks. Okay. That's cool, Adam.
All
I
right.
appreciate this. How nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you have yourself a lovely evening, and I'll be listening. Namaste to
you.
You
too. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Lolita, you're still here.
I'm hanging in there.
Awesome. All right. Well, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 916. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How's it going, everybody?
Doing great.
How
are you doing? Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Now, I had a question. I mean, I'm not sure how psychic you guys are. Our mother died 3 days ago, and nobody can find, there's a document we need for her insurance, and we can't find it.
Okay.
I've sought the help of a couple of local psychics, And we just really
is
haven't had any luck.
Is there a question around the cause of death right now?
Oh, my God. How did you know that? Yes. It's
okay, thank you. I'm feeling that there's the question there around the cause of death, okay? And it's causing so much commotion because I'm feeling a lot of people are just like, they just don't care, you know? And they're acting that way in a sense, but they're acting very fictitious at the same time, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And for some reason, I feel that her death was very traumatic, okay?
Oh.
The paperwork, I'm not very good at lost things, to be honest with you, but sometimes
well,
I can be.
Mm-hmm. I'd call St. Peter if he had a show, but
St.
Peter's a paper.
We'd all be on there. you know, let's see here. Give me one moment. I'm going to try and tune in for this paperwork, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Somebody has this paperwork and they've hidden it on purpose. I feel this is someone doing this out of jealousy.
Are you kidding? I know who it is. My sister. My mom always hated her because she married that the black guy, and mm-hmm. I think my mom took her out her name off the policy. So that makes sense. That's really all I needed. I'm gonna kill that bitch. Thank you so much. I'm gonna kill her. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome. And for future reference, just please. Okay. You're gone. All right. Well, another connection there for Psychic Talk Radio. And let's see here. I believe this is another caller here by the area code 804. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, I was on before. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Most of our callers drop out of the queue. Thank you. All right. That is pretty cool. Well, we are kind of slow with the callers on the queue right now, so do we have any chat questions, Lolita?
No, not at this time, Adam.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Well, as we are coming close to a religious holiday here, a spiritual holiday, known as Maybon, and I am a universal minister. Happy Maybon to all of those who are out there of the pagan path. So, once more, for anyone that would like, you can visit HowPsychic.com to get your services, private readings, healing sessions, spiritual work booked today. All right, and we now have another caller coming in. You are by area code 604. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Thank you. Hi. It's all right.
Hi, how you doing?
I have a question. Well,
we are
in
slow
a
in the queue today, so go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. There's probably, I guess, what's most concerning for me at the moment is my financial circumstance. I've got a few things going on, and I've just been lost some income that's going to be coming. I'm self-employed, and I'm a little bit concerned, and I'm behind from a bit from my rent. So there's a few things I'm a bit challenged on. Do you see that working out okay for me?
Okay, let's see here. You know, the answer is that what you need has always been provided for you at the very last second or minute. And as much as we get nervous because we don't have it when we'd like to have it, you have always had it when you have needed it, okay? And I've always been provided for by the universe or by God or whatever you want to call the powers that be. And I feel that is your message for today, is that, yes, you will be able to accomplish this, and you will be able to have that straightened out, okay? So I feel the means coming through several different connections, several different forms, but it will be there. And I don't think you're going to have anything to worry about. In fact, I believe that the business that you are trying to do will be successful for you. So your second message for today is do not give up hope and do not give up your willpower and your stamina to make that successful. And please do not let the reactions of others discourage you from this.
Thank you. It's a little challenging sometimes because it's always, it is at the ninth hour when it always comes in and it's like, oh my God. And, you know, then that would lead me to the next thing that I'm concerned with because there's a man that I'm so much in love with and he lets me down often. And, you know, I'm trying to let him know. I believe he's my twin flame. And I know that he's very much in love with me, but he's got a lot of issues. So is he going to be going through any shifts that, no? Yes? Sorry?
Well, you don't have to apologize, sweetie. You need a little more self-confidence, okay? You don't have to apologize for everything. I see you do that a lot. Number one, yes, he is going through some changes. Number two, are these changes good? Well, yes, some of them are. Some of them are bad, okay? But right now, it's a sweet and salty, okay? Sweet and sour kind of taste. Because right now he's doing a lot of soul searching. He's going inward and he's finding a lot of self-truths that he's been avoiding for quite a long time in his life. Okay? The good part is that this is where he's going to be able to heal. He's going to be able to bounce back and he's going to be able to become much more stable in all aspects of his life, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. You know, I feel that he's also been very nomadic in his life. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's been very nomadic in his life, and I feel that he's ready to settle down, and I think he really finds that opportunity with you and just doesn't know how to handle it yet. That's all.
Okay, so do you see him actually waking up and getting there? So that would mean that the addiction issues, if you're saying he's going inside, he's looking at what's going on there and he's trying to make changes, which is really good.
Yes,
very good.
Yes, precisely.
Very good. And what about other women, though? Because that's something that has concerned me just because of his aloofness with the nomadic behavior.
Well,
you know?
I'm aware. But let's just say he's making a bounce back. And I don't think you're going to have to be concerned about the negatives too much longer. Okay?
Okay. Have I gotten through to him all heartbroken?
Can I just say something really quick?
Sorry. Yes.
Adam? Okay. While he's going through his shit, you know, we always kind of tend to ask questions about the other person. But if you, like, again, if you really believe that you guys are going to be together and that's your twin flame, sometimes people are in two different spiritual changes and just know that you're ahead of the game. But you may not be ahead of the game because he may be teaching you to go also inward and building that confidence at the same time. I think when we start asking about a partner, especially if we really, really like them, it's really making us really look at ourselves. And I'm telling you this from my experience. When you just go knowing that it all will work out and when it's going to happen, when you guys are connecting, you guys are going to be in the same path. That know
that
right
again?
Now
sorry,
you guys
missed,
not meant to be. You're not you're not on the same plane of life. You're doing your own homework. Let him do his own homework. And just know at the end of the day, you guys will be on the same page, especially on the spiritual plane. And that's what you will want. You want the best for your own highest self good. If you're wondering where this person is and what he's doing, that means you don't need to be in it right now. Take a step back, work on yourself, build that confidence, do whatever inner work you need to do, and just know that it may be tomorrow, it may be a year, or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Again,
you're very confident.
All the work out at the end of the day, that everyone has their own path that they must go through. And if you want the best for yourself, like I do, and you should want that, then just know that you love yourself first. You come first. No man, no nobody comes first in your life. So So really take a step back and really work on that confidence, love yourself. And when you start doing that, you won't even question about nobody. And he may not be that person in your life. He just may be a person that's coming to teach you something, and you may meet that next person.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are all, you know, good points, Lolita. And one thing I feel here for you, darling, is that you're very confident when it comes to others and being around others in a professional setting or when it deals with others' issues and problems. You're very wise, you're very confident, you're very intuitive, you're very gifted, and you help heal others. But now Lolita is right. When it comes to yourself, that is where you lose the confidence, when it comes to your personal life. And that is why right now Lolita is stating that everyone that comes in and out of our lives is there to teach us something, just as everyone that we go in and out of their lives, we're there to teach them something. Okay, this is the way of the universe. This is the divinity behind life itself.
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much so. Thank you very much. Are there any other messages for me? Although
I'm lost. Honey, there is, actually. Hold on. Get some sleep, okay? You need to get some sleep. Stop keeping yourself up at night worried about every little thing, okay? And it's okay to analyze, but it's not okay to go outside of moderation.
Right.
And lots of love to you, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Yeah.
I know it will.
Many love, many blessings. Okay?
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. You guys enjoy. Thanks. I appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome. Thank
Great
you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right. Thank you for that one, Lolita. You stepped in just at the right moment.
No, I'm sorry. I had to go through that. A lot of people don't realize that I had to go through my own work. And if it wasn't for Adam teaching me, I wouldn't be where I'm at this point. And, you know, Adam, you know, we all have to believe in Source. And I think we allow the fear to get in our way and not realizing that if you really walk the path and you really walk with your guys and angels and you really believe, I'm telling you, it just happens. And you got to do the work. It's homework. You know, when we start questioning other things, I think we must just come down and question ourselves. And, you know, it's a great place for me where I'm at, where I can help others because of your work of helping me. So, again, you know,
okay.
It's all because of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I noticed that we have a chat question. So, Lolita, do you want to introduce the chat question?
Sure. Jennifer wants to know, will she get promoted soon at her job, or should she look somewhere else?
Oh, wow. Okay. Bad news came through right away. I don't like giving bad news, but I have to. Honey, you need to look somewhere else, and I feel that you're going to be able to find a job elsewhere that appreciates you for the asset that you can be. You're very smart at what you do. You're very good at what you do. And the corporation, the job that you're with, is just not paying attention because they're all about themselves. Truthfully, I feel that the environment can be good and can feel good where you are because everyone tries to work as a team. But really, the projected energy there is very synthetic and is not real at all. Okay, Lo, are we getting a response?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually waiting on how to respond back. I think we always should look somewhere and keep looking so we don't get content. Is that true, Adam, or no?
Okay, let's see here. I didn't hear you, Lo.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, commenting on that question, that when people have they don't know if they should stay or if they should go, do you feel like everyone should always keep continuing to looking, that each job is a step to the next one, or do they get that feeling when they're at that job that they're supposed to be at, no matter what?
I get the feeling sometimes that, You know, they truly know that they are where they need to be when they are there. And if they're not feeling comfortable or appreciated in their environment, then I believe most people do know that it's time to move on to something else and just have the fear of doing so or not being able to find something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Sure. No response. So do you want to go on to the next caller if we have any?
Okay. All right, let's see here. Well, we have about 9 minutes left, and we have just enough time to take one last caller. Our next caller is by area code 415. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hey, fantastic. How you doing?
No problem. How you doing?
Great. I'm wondering if you see any new developments around New York and living situation and
mm-hmm.
for the family and everything.
Okay. Do I see any situations around New York? Well, yeah, I'm feeling that New York is the place to be, and I feel a multitude of opportunities there. At least four to begin with.
And as far as relocating, do you see like a living situation, location, anything on that?
I'm not getting anything as far as that is concerned, other than the Bronx comes to mind. But that just might be the me, because I hear about that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other messages that you have pick up on anything?
Okay. Well, you know the court case that you've been dealing with, correct?
Yes, I do know that.
Okay. Well, I do sense that there's further movement in the next day or two with that, and it's going to be for the better again. There's another breakthrough coming in.
I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's another breakthrough that's going to come in. I know it seems a little gloomy, but there's another breakthrough that'll come in.
All right. Great.
Well, all right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And I just want to tell all your listeners that we've used your internet service and that, and you're just fantastic.
Thank you.
I really encourage them to follow through with anything.
That's great.
Thank you
for that.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You've been listening to Reverend Adam Lee today and Lolita from the chat room. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure and an honor, as always, to have Lolita here on the show. And as always, a pleasure and honor to have all of our callers, our listeners, our chat room guests, everybody that has tuned in. And once more, we will be on air at next Friday at 8 p.m. Once more, as a note, please visit housepsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs and to book your appointment today. Thank you.
Yes.
Namaste and good night. Yes.
For everyone out there listening, if you guys are really looking to get to the next level spiritually, I really suggest you guys going on Adam's website and really booking a spiritual counseling session for the month and really taking the time out to do your homework, because it's truly worth it. And to help you find your purpose in life. And I think a lot of people out here really don't know what their purpose is, and we're always looking for the next job and the next thing. And I think
mm-hmm.
it all comes into play when we start to take, 10 steps back and really look at ourselves. But go ahead and look at the website and look at the spiritual counseling session, and when you're ready, please give them a call, because I highly suggest it. Blessings to all of you guys, and namaste.
Blessings, namaste. And good night.